This is the best of Outkick the Coverage with Clay Travis on Fox Sports Radio.
Jeff Shorts joins us now. He usually joins us on Wednesday, but he's joining us on Friday because I was down at SEC Media Days on Tuesday, Wednesday, and Thursday of this week. And Jeff, we start with this question. What do you think the San Francisco 49er locker room's reaction will be the first time Jimmy Garoppolo walks in after everybody sees him dating a 41-year-old porn star?
Well, I think it depends on how you feel about dating porn stars. I mean, I hope he hangs out with her the day before she goes to work. I mean, I don't know how it's going to go. I mean, I think it's going to be I think some guys will give him high fives. Some guys will kind of look oddly at him. I mean, look, he's a good-looking dude. He can probably get any girl he wants in the Bay Area, really probably anywhere. Seems to be an odd choice, but look, I mean, he obviously likes what she does for a living, and he wanted to go on a date with her. I mean, I wouldn't do it. I don't see the appeal in that. But he obviously, and then you know, I will say this. I do think John Lynch has a conversation with him. Not a conversation where it's like, hey, don't date her, but like just kind of maybe keep it on low, a little bit more low key than you did the first time.
Yeah, all right, so that's the question I want to kind of dive in on here. Let's pretend you are the owner of the San Francisco 49ers and you are the GM like John Lynch or even the coach like Kyle Shanahan, right? All the brain trust of the San Francisco 49ers organization. You just gave Jimmy Garoppolo $42.6 million guaranteed, including $74 million plus total overall guaranteed. For 4 years, he doesn't make a peep as the backup for the New England Patriots and Tom Brady and Bill Belichick. He then goes to San Francisco. He starts 5 games, and they win all 5, and he looks really good. He's now started only 7 games total in his career, and he's made $74 million. You know, Matt Flynn is the perfect example of this, although he started less games. Matt Flynn goes out and throws for 500 million yards or whatever he did. The Seattle Seahawks sign him, and it's like, man, this guy's going to be the next great quarterback in the NFL. And then he gets beat out by Russell Wilson, and he basically is never heard from as a high-level NFL quarterback again. Would you be a little bit nervous if you are the brain trust of the 49ers, just based on this decision-making in general, that they always say money makes you more of what you already are? Does this make you nervous?
I never thought of it like that. You know, if you look at what he did in New England, I mean, we don't know who dated. I don't think anyone really cared. I mean, he dated a porn star. Would we even know in New England? I mean, Bill Belichick would probably tell him that's not even allowed. By the way, Matt Flynn, he got signed for playing one good game. At least Jimmy G played like 5 before the Niners gave him a long-term contract. It wouldn't worry me. I mean, look, here's the thing. It's off-season, right? You have to date who you want. But it's more about, I think, the image, and people will disagree with this, but look, he's the CEO of the team, and it's his job to present himself in a certain manner. He's selling advertising dollars for the Niners. I'm sure he's doing things for them to help in that aspect, and I don't think people will view this as a positive if he's dating a porn star. But look, again, this is a very mild thing in the grand scheme of it. I wouldn't worry about it too much. So he plays in training camp. Maybe this is better for him. And we don't know again who he dated or who he hung out with in New England because he wasn't popular. Like, TMZ was not going to take a picture of him with a woman walking around wherever he was because he wasn't playing in New England.
Is it fair for me, I said, that I wouldn't have I wouldn't even consider it as a remotely nerve-wracking thing at all for any other position in sports, right? I wouldn't care about any position in baseball, anybody in hockey, anybody in the NBA. But when it's the quarterback of an NFL team, starting quarterback, I don't even care about whether it's a backup, that I hold those guys to a higher standard than anybody else in sports. Is that fair?
Yes, I think we always do this. I mean, quarterback is the most important position in all of sports. They get held to a higher standard all the time. And it's not even – it's obviously not Jimmy G just dating. That's not the problem. It's like I mentioned, it's more of – whether you agree with this or not, it's the image of him being with a porn star as the head of your franchise and kind of the stigma that goes along with that industry, and then trying to obviously, you know, like if they have functions, let's say, right? Let's say he's legit dating her, right? And he takes her to these functions that he's doing for the Niners.
Like a charity, yeah, no, that's really funny to think about. Like if they have a huge charity for like, you know, cancer awareness.
Yeah.
And Jimmy G's like showing up for the benefit and he shows up with the porn star. Like that would be, that's like if your CEO shows up for a major, like for the annual meeting and he's there with a porn star. I mean, people are going to be like, yeah, I don't know that that's the right image we're going for. We're talking to Jeff Schwartz. Now let me like kind of spin it forward because this is the other question I was asking. You know, you've been in locker rooms. You were there like with a lot of different quarterbacks. I don't know what their off-the-field lives were like, but at least publicly, in the last 20 years for Super Bowl-winning quarterbacks and or franchise quarterbacks, can you think of a guy who burned the candle at both ends and was able to succeed at a high level? In other words, you're out all hours, you're partying, you're hanging out. I think it's fair to say if you're dating porn stars, that's the equivalent of living a rock star lifestyle. And then you're also balling out and making great plays on the field as a quarterback. Can you think of anybody who did that in the last 20 years? Like, we don't know what Joe Namath was doing back in the day. We don't know, frankly,
different
what
game,
Joe Montana
yeah.
was doing. All those guys were in a pre-kind of social media era when we allowed those guys to have their own lives. Now, to be fair, the game has also gotten a lot more complicated in terms of the quarterback position since 1975, right? Terry Bradshaw probably ran 8 plays in a game. It was like Tecmo Bowl. Now the playbooks are a lot more complicated and there's a lot more involved in being a quarterback. But can you think of anybody that was able to do that?
No, but I do think we need to remind ourselves, this is the offseason, right? This is summer. He's not in camp yet.
Yeah.
But in look, right, this is a period now where guys are not quote unquote studying their playbook. Right? They're all getting ready to go back to camp. You know, they stop working out for the last week before camp and they're starting to spend time with family and friends and get ready for the long haul that begins. I mean, some teams are already in camp. Poor Ravens rookies have been in camp since July 11th. Yes, the quarterback, if you look at who wins in the NFL, they're button-up quarterbacks. Look, I mean, I was in New York with Eli Manning. He will never get enough credit for this, but he's been like Derek Jeter, man, as far as staying out of the spotlight, living in New York for that long and being a rock star, a two-time Super Bowl champion in a city that loves their champions. He did, you know, married kids, never in the spotlight, managed to we would go out in New York. I mean, I was offensive line, never getting pictures taken of him, never having any issues. That's hard to pull off in New York for how many years he's been there and how much he's won. So you can do it. I mean, you can still go out and have some fun with your boys, but you know, you make sure that you're in the back room, you make sure that you have a car waiting for you right away, you make sure that, you know, you don't tell people you're out on social media. I mean, there's ways to do it. You can still enjoy yourself, but generally speaking, you're right. You have to be buttoned up. It's a 24/7 job to be a quarterback. You know, we've seen how much money Tom Brady and what he does and puts into his life to be a quarterback. That's what most guys do. And you have to do it to be committed to win. It's a tough position to play.
The anthem story will not die. It will not end. Do you think this thing's going to be resolved? The newest report is that the NFLPA and the NFL have entered into some sort of discussion there. And so they've tabled any punishments that will come from guys not, you know, performing appropriately during the national anthem and everything else. Is this going to get resolved, or are we going to go into a third consecutive year now of talking about it?
I hope it gets resolved. I think we were obviously having a lot of issues with the Dolphins. Really did what I thought most teams would do and say, like, look, we're going to fine you and if you suspend you if you don't follow the rule. I don't think that's very uncommon for teams to think that way. I've been saying this for a while. People that fight hard for the players being allowed to kneel also agree with me in this topic. The NFLPA should not give up a single thing to have an anthem policy that they want. I don't even know what that would be, but they should not give up a single thing because the PA's job is to work for everyone in the union, and that's all NFL players. And not all NFL players agree with the players kneeling. There are players. I was at a friend's house last night. I've been in Dallas with a bunch of offensive linemen, so it's clear the last couple of days we've talked about some of this stuff. And guys say, look, I agree with what the players are doing, but as a business decision, I've decided to stand. So not everyone wants to kneel. And so as a PA, you can't give up anything that benefits the entire group for something that would benefit just a couple players. It's more than just a couple players, but a very minority amount of players. So Let me ask you this.
What if you went into a locker room and you said, okay, guys, you're going to be able to make whatever political statement you want, okay, on the field during the national anthem, but your paycheck is going to decline by 15% as a result? How many guys would say, okay, I like that trade?
Zero.
Right?
I mean, and this is the thing, and we've talked about this, right? I know that you talk about the advertising dollars and how much has been lost. And look, there has been money lost. I think it will show itself in the next CBA negotiations. I think it's too early now to decide whether we've lost money. And if players were presented with those numbers when it happened, when we don't know yet.
Yeah, I think that's Jeff. Your cell phone, I think, was breaking up a little bit there, but we will continue. I want to unpack this when we come back. Good stuff, as always, from Jeff Shorts. Go follow him on Twitter at GEOFFCAECSCHWARTZ.
Be sure to catch live editions of Outkick the Coverage with Clay Travis weekdays at 6 a.m. Eastern, 3 a.m. Pacific on Fox Sports Radio and the iHeartRadio app.
Let me bring in Jason McIntyre now. He hosts The Big Lead, and he's sitting in for Colin Cowherd today on many of these same Fox Sports Radio stations. How awesome is that? Congrats, Chase.
Oh, thanks, man. This is a big day for me. Me and Chris Broussard are going to do it. I've never done it. You know, I'm pretty much like a new dude to radio. You've got this long established career I've been listening to you for a while, and this is like my third year in radio, so I'm pretty thrilled to be jumping in for Cowherd.
Yeah, that's outstanding. So I'm going to hit you with several of the topics you may or may not discuss. First of all, will you talk about Jimmy G taking out? You're in L.A. All right, what it's like, I'm sure, in Beverly Hills, all the TMZ crowd, everything else. L.A. is now, I agree with you, I saw you write this the other day and say this, the center of the sporting universe right now. And that was before Manny Machado was even traded to the Dodgers.
Ooh, yeah.
Can you believe that Jimmy Garoppolo took a 41-year-old porn star out to dinner in Beverly Hills? Now, my argument is sleep with whoever you want. But you can't go public like this if you're an NFL quarterback, right?
Yeah. Doesn't it feel like he lost a bet or something, Clay?
I mean, yeah, that's a good argument.
He's such like a handsome dude. He seems like a nice guy. You know, he's worth a lot of money now that he's a quarterback of the Niners, and all of a sudden he's out with a porn star? Now, one of our guys on the Big League did note that this is like the third time in the last, I don't know, like 8 months that TMZ cameras just happened to have caught him out with a different woman. And it almost feels like he's being set up in some way, shape, or form, where people are just excited to be going out with Garoppolo, so they're calling the press and alerting them. But, I'm with you. Like, hey, hang out with who you want to hang out with. But, I've never been familiar with this adult film star's work. And, I quickly Googled her when nobody was around. I got to say, Jimmy G, come on, dog. You could do a little better than that.
And so this led to an interesting question and debate we had on the show earlier today. Can you think of so two questions for you. One, is it fair to hold NFL quarterbacks to an entirely different standard than we hold every other athlete to? In other words, I would not even blink if this was Rob Gronkowski. I think he had his own porn star controversy years ago.
Yeah.
I wouldn't even blink if it was any other player in the NBA, Major League Baseball, or the NHL. And I wouldn't even blink if it was any other position. But for quarterbacks, I hold them to a higher standard than every other athlete, fair or foul.
Yeah, they're almost senatorial, right? You expect
yes.
them to act, like they're part of the world. And I don't know. I would say, how about this? Mike Trout is like one of the most clean-cut dudes. He's hanging out with like a normal. If he kicked his wife to the curb, not that he would or should, for an adult film star, I think that would be like the shocking moment where you know, Mike Trout became the bad guy that everybody wants.
Yeah, well, I mean, I think if you are married and you get divorced, and like if Tom Brady left Giselle, and then the next time we saw him out in public, he was with a 41-year-old porn star who's the exact same age, by the way, as Tom Brady would be. I think a lot of people would be like, man, like Tom Brady has gone totally rogue, right? I mean, that would be a huge surprise. Same thing with Peyton Manning. All right, building on that, who is the quarterback in the last 20 years? Can you name one who at least publicly seemed to be burning the candle at both ends? That is, out all night, living it up. I know that's the Joe Namath era quarterback. We've talked about those guys before. But, I mean, in a modern era where football is as complicated at the quarterback position as it is and has been really successful, won a Super Bowl, or been a Hall of Fame caliber player, can you name one?
Yeah, I don't think you can do that. I mean, Jameis Winston's not headed to the Hall of Fame anytime soon. Vince Young is not headed anywhere anytime soon. But that's a great question because
or Johnny Manziel. I mean, look, Johnny Manziel was out at all hours doing all sorts of stuff. I mean, and you mentioned Jameis Winston. Can you imagine the reaction if Jameis Winston had been out with a 41-year-old porn star in Beverly Hills?
Oh my goodness, gosh! You know, social media would have gone totally, you know, crazy for that.
I think the Bucks might have cut him. I mean, in all honesty, if he in the wake of every, I think if they saw him on TMZ video with a 41-year-old, they would have cut him. All right, so would you be concerned? Let's put you in the GM chair. You're the owner. You just gave Jimmy Garoppolo 70 some odd million guaranteed, $135 million plus contract. Money typically makes you more of what you already are. That's a general rule. Would you be concerned that Garoppolo, we don't hear anything from him in 4 years at New England as the study to Tom Brady and with Bill Belichick, he suddenly gets all this money, he goes to the West Coast, and next thing you know, he's out with porn stars. Would you be concerned?
Yeah. Well, it's one or two things, right? Is your young guy, Jimmy G, who all the 49ers fans love, is he not the choir boy we thought he was? Or, conversely, has he always been this dude? The spotlight's just never been on him. So, you know, when you're riding a bench in New England, you're hanging out with porn stars, nobody cares. So I don't really know the answer to that. I will say this, like, is this going to impact your fantasy football draft? Like, Jimmy G, I would
knock him down. I mean, he's only started 7 games. We've seen a lot of guys come into this league and look good for 7 or 8 games or even less. And then the whole offseason, the NFL sits around and looks at you and figures out what you do poorly. And then you have to spend the whole year proving you can do it. And this is a quick question, but we were just talking about the anthem. Do you think this thing will be resolved by the start of the season? Will the NFL get it right?
No. I mean, I think there's almost no chance of that. Clay, where are you with the anthem, though? I got to ask, okay? Like, if you go on social media, it's a big story. Because, you know, social media is totally full of liberals, and that's fine. I don't want to get too political on you. But I got to say, when you go out and talk to your friends, like football fans, does anybody care at all about
Kaepernick? I will tell you this. I hear from a lot of conservative people who say they have left the NFL. I do. I mean, if I open up phone lines.
In person, or is that on social media?
No, callers. Like, I will say this. In my new book that's coming out in September, my father-in-law stopped watching the NFL. And he said, I was just sick of the – he's like, you know, he's a Detroit Lions fan, so let's be honest. He's put himself through a lot of misery over the years. But this year at Thanksgiving, we were sitting down for dinner, and the Lions always play on Thanksgiving, and I was gambling on the game, and I don't even remember who the Lions were playing. But I said, hey, let's put the game on. Why is the game not on? Because it's always just kind of on in the background at Thanksgiving. And he said, well, I said I wasn't going to watch the NFL this year, and so I haven't watched a game this year. So in my own family, my own family, you know, 50% of people voted for Trump, 50% of people voted for Hillary. It's like the country, right? You sit down for Thanksgiving. That's someone in my own family who has made the decision he'll no longer watch the NFL until they get the anthem right. I think there are a lot of guys like him.
No, well, that's crazy because I had a similar situation. My wife's stepdad, hardcore football fan, watched it every Sunday, would, like, follow me on social media, even though he didn't do social media. You know, he's like a 60-something-year-old guy.
Yeah.
Just because he loved the NFL. He would watch everything I said on the TV on NFL. The anthem stuff started, and he dropped the NFL. And I asked him, I was like, whoa, Dave, what's this about? And he's like, listen, man, I fought in the Vietnam War. Okay, I think the anthem matters, and I think these guys, and we go on this field, and I was like, wow, I didn't actually know anyone who felt that way. You know, young guys like us, Clay, we all care. I love the NFL. Sundays, I'm planted in front of the television.
Yeah, I think we're more likely to quit because Netflix or because we got kid obligations. I got to let you go because I got to hit the heart out here. Listen to Jason McIntyre on Colin Cowherd.